WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste, fraud, and abuse and actually do something about it.
President Trump continuing to lash out at his supporters and Democrats who continue calling for all of the Jeffrey Epstein files to be released. The president calling them stupid people. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five other people hurt. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before he died. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You have your club
card. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As we reported earlier this week, two of three veterans housing centers in Wisconsin are set to close after Republican lawmakers didn't fund them in the state budget. Now, a group of Democrats is trying to save those centers. Lisa Hale reports.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
You know who I am? In the field of live entertainment, I'm a god!
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad!
Let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
Hell, I like you.
What is it? Ponderous, man.
Ponderous.
Ponderous.
What?
Ponderous.
Yeah, it is ponderous.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy. Ponderous in the morning.
We're pondering.
Pondering.
Even as we speak. 7 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy this morning and cool. Temperatures right around 61. Highs near 70 today. Yeah. Why don't you check your WMDX Samsung watch there?
First, hit the secret code.
And then find out what time the sun sets this evening.
It is
everybody
60.
Waits for that.
High
message.
Around 71 today.
Huh? Okay.
All right.
What about sunset?
Low of 55 degrees tonight.
What
just
about
in
sunset?
Case you're wondering. Sunset is
know.
At 8:33.
Okay.
It's
thank
1 minute shorter than yesterday.
Okay. Coming up a little later, we'll
as
talk
darkness descends upon us, the nation is about to end in the world.
Oh, well.
I remember the good old days of 8:41 when it sunset.
Oh, I know. Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days.
We'll talk to attorney Jim Santel in about a half an hour. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors in 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout their history. They have direct-to-consumer, unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Just go to verlo.com for more information. Okay.
All right, cue up cut 81. But first, we're going to go to the telephone line and listen to what Dick has to say this morning.
Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
I think I know where the Epstein files are.
Oh, wait, really?
Wow, this is late-breaking news.
Okay, hang on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They're in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago.
Still, really? Okay.
I finally figured out what I hate about this whole thing the most.
Yeah.
About all of it.
Yeah.
And him being in charge again. I hate reality shows, by the way. I always have.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a waste of time in the further.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
But that said, here's where I'm going with the whole thing. He's turned the running of this country into a reality show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And we're a joke to the rest of the world.
Boy, are we.
It's just unbelievable.
I think you're right. And here's the thing. They got rid of all of the departments in the government, right? They're dissolving them. They're kicking everybody out. So he has complete control. I mentioned this a few times. He's micromanaging the entire nation, which is just stunning when you think about it, right? Yeah. You can't possibly know what's going on, each and everything that's going on. That's why you had departments in the government to handle all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Now he's doing it all by his lonesome. And, well, obviously, he's getting a tremendous amount of help from Russell Vogt. And
it was lackeys
and Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
So those are Bondi, the things.
Yeah. Everybody.
I still maintain he's going to walk from all this because who's been in charge of the FBI and just destroyed it in 7 short months? Under a normal administration, the FBI would be turned over to investigate this.
Yeah.
They're going to come with something that just totally. He said they were barely even friends. You just watch, and it's going to blow up in the media's face for chasing this story. Because he'll turn it into nothing, just like they did with, I keep harping on it, they did it with the Mueller report, they're going to do it with this.
Well, they could. They could. All right. Dick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dick. 608-879-8255, or get a hold of us on the Civic Media app. It's free to download, free to use.
Earlier, we had a story, you know, where Marjorie Taylor Greene was whining about terrorism and terrorists crossing the border.
Yes.
And she has T-shirts and hats.
And baseball caps.
That she's selling.
Yeah.
It's and on it is defund the FBI, which deals with terrorism. So, and you know, but anyway, Mark sent us a text saying she does, as Stephanie Miller points out, look a lot like Barney Rubble.
Yes. Yeah, she does.
She does.
Looks like that. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Kind of a female Popeye. Mm. All right. Now let's go to the Epstein files here.
Epstein files.
Let's listen to a few cuts here and then John Stewart's opinion on that. Do you have that? Let's play it.
You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years.
Darn it, he found out.
Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier. That turned out to be a total hoax.
Oh, that's
the 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
You.
And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. Like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected, too, actually, but he'll destroy the city. I call it the Epstein hoax. Takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
It paid out like that?
You played cut 83.
Okay.
I was thinking that was cut 81 that we're going to listen to John Stewart's approach to that. Let's listen to that as well.
Okay.
This guy's been talked about for years. Are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable? You guys ran on it.
There you go.
Remember this?
We need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
This Epstein sex ring operation, I'm not letting it go ever. Ever.
Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are.
And that was before the Trump administration took power. And by the way, they were still hyping the Epstein files after they took power.
Yeah.
We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
President Trump has given a very strong directive, and that's going to be followed.
So people can expect actual movement on this.
All right.
Just empty promises.
Oh, Donald Trump doesn't make empty promises.
Yeah. All right.
Whoops.
Two of his wives and 10,000 unpaid contractors disagree.
All right. So, you know, now my mega friend in Milwaukee has not mentioned this in any of the texts that he has given me in the last few days.
Oh, I wonder why.
You know, he's waiting to be told what to say, how to think about all of this. And he didn't have to wait long. Podcaster Charlie Kirk.
Oh, Charlie.
Has a whole theory on this. This is so outrageous and so ridiculous. I want you to hold on to your seats, strap yourself in.
Okay, because, get ready.
and get ready to pause when I ask you to pause the cut because I might have to interject something here.
Okay.
But let's listen.
All right.
He said something similar on his Truth Social this morning, and he calls it the Epstein hoax.
Now, before we go any further, I do want to say, big breaking news this morning.
Yeah.
John Solomon is reporting that in his sit-down interview with Donald Trump, President Trump has greenlit a special prosecutor to potentially be able to go after the criminal conspiracy around Epstein and all deep state activity. So that is a phenomenal victory.
Okay, just pause
hold up,
right
hold
there.
Hold up. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they're going to investigate this like the Mueller report. Yeah. They're going to go after something that he just made up just recently, like in the last few days, that it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Something they promoted, they promised to give us. But it's now a hoax created by other people that he even participated in for 2 years.
And now we need a special prosecutor.
Now there's a press. Oh, yeah, and you know, I can't wrap my head around this. Okay, you know. Okay, let's
Now today, as of today, the first sighting of the media calling this Epstein Gate.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You're right.
They're
it's Epstein
we've
Gate
decided
now.
Now it's Epstein Gate. Okay, I just wanted to throw that
all
in.
All right, let's play this.
Okay.
That is something that we should rejoice in. Think basically Robert Mueller for deep state activity, but one of our guys doing it. We do not care about the story as a way to hurt Donald Trump. In fact, it's the opposite.
Oh,
we actually care about the story because this is a rare opportunity of a sloppy operation by the deep state. The base cares about this because we are defending you. And it's not so much that we care about the person of Jeffrey Epstein.
Got it. Okay.
No.
Okay. Get to it.
We are actually interested in who was he an agent of?
Okay, stop it there.
Okay.
Who was he?
The deep state now comes into the picture, right?
Now, got to remember now, Trump participated in this to the max. Everybody that works under him in this current administration participated in this
files.
To the max as well. And now we're trying to find out, you know, who is at the center of this conspiracy, this hoax. Mm-hmm. All right, let's continue.
We're the same people that were behind Butler, Pennsylvania. The same people that were behind the Russia hoax.
What?
Were they also the ones that were pulling the strings of Jeffrey Epstein? The same people that were around COVID? Mr. President, the same people that were behind the stolen election of 2020. We think these are the same actors. President Donald Trump is venting off some anger right now because he thinks that this is being used to derail his presidency. He thinks that this is being used to derail all of his success. We want to try and make sure the bad people that have done such terrible things to you can finally be held accountable.
Unbelievable. Yes. So there you go.
Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for explaining it all to us.
We got to find out the person who's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Because that person should be prosecuted. Man, I'm telling you, this is a bigger story than anybody could have imagined.
Yeah. It's blowing up now and continuing.
Could have been part of the assassination of Butler. Mm. Oh, my God. I would not have tied all that stuff together. Thank God we have people like Charlie Kirk out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's brilliant, by the
way.
This
is the same guy that debates, college students day in, day out? Right?
Yeah, he debates college students, acting like he has actually gone to college. So this person is unbelievable. So that is what the news story is. And I know my mega friend in Milwaukee is going to now know exactly what to say, that somebody else is pulling the strings. Somebody else has decided to make this happen, that there wasn't really an Epstein thing at all.
Well,
that they participated
in kind of an
for
odd
the last
way to get
years.
This off of the headlines.
It is.
I thought they wanted to make this story go away. Now we're going to get a special prosecutor and amp it up even more.
There you go, Gordy.
I don't get it.
That's it.
What's the strategy here?
Well, let's keep it in the news. I think that's what they're trying to do. We're not going to get rid of this anytime soon. We had another cut too, but we might get to that after this next break, because I think it's a Daily Show clip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jordan Klepper.
Oh, yes. That's right. We'll get to that. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can call them anytime, 608-249-4077. They help people with their hearing by getting them hearing aids. But their number one goal isn't just selling the hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah. give them a call, 608-249-4077. They can set you up with fast and flexible appointments. And you can go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, and get an initial hearing test and then set up your appointment. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Okay.
All right.
19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be talking with attorney Jim Santel. Get the latest on whatever's happening with the shadow docket at the Supreme Court.
Crazy stuff.
All really that is. And more on John and Gordy.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's John and Gordon just sitting around the table talking this morning.
That's it.
WMDX 92.7.
And it's a cloudy start for us. Cool temperatures have moved in. Let's get the latest on the weather with Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. Hey. How the heck are you?
We survived.
Yeah, wow. All these tornadoes flying around last night. It was pretty active.
In and out. It's sunny one moment. It's cloudy the next. Tornadoes flying all over the place. It was crazy weather.
Yeah. Can you kind of give us a recap of what we went through?
Yeah. Could you relive this thing for us?
One more time. Okay,
sure.
Here we go. So it started earlier than we were thinking, by about an hour, 12 o'clock or so. Dodgeville got that first tornado. Mm-hmm. Looks like around 126. Went to Sauk City, that area, Fall River, Beaver Dam, Fox Lake, even a funnel cloud into Fond du Lac. I mean, there was about 7, I think, different tornadoes that were confirmed on the ground. So we were just exploding from about 12 to 4 or so. Then the heavy rain just kept pounding the Fox Valley, where crazy flooding was going on in Wautoma, where cars were submerged, streets closed. I mean, it was a long afternoon, to say the least. And now it feels like fall out there.
Now, I didn't hear about any injuries, as far as I know.
Either, thankfully.
But there was some pretty good damage up around Roxbury, between Roxbury and Sauk City. There was quite a lot of damage on the ground there. And now we move on to some much better weather here, at least for today, right?
Yeah, thankfully. Much calmer today, cooler, crisp, mostly cloudy, eventually becoming partly cloudy by the afternoon. Highs at about 72 degrees. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, we stay sunny, highs around 80. We got a chance of showers and storms by midnight. That kind of lingers a little bit into our Saturday, on and off chances on Saturday. So a damper day Saturday, highs at about 82, and then partly sunny and calm again for Sunday.
All right. Typical weather for this time of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when it gets really active like that last night, you know, I know you get up really early in the morning, but how late did you have to stay up to monitor all this?
I can't sleep. I stay up through it all.
Really?
Yeah, us meteorologists can't stop. There's no way I could be sleeping while something like that was hitting the state. So I was definitely monitoring it and relaying all the information I could, but I hope everyone is okay.
Yeah.
Clean up today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, all right, well, they'll have a bunch to clean up, that's for sure. All right, Brittany, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you tomorrow.
You too.
Okay.
It's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist.
Let's continue our topic here. It's the Epstein
like
files,
water.
The Epstein hoax, or
Epstein Gate.
Epstein Gate. That's the latest one. So let's get to it. Jordan Klepper talked about this on The Daily Show. Let's see what he had to say.
And the Trump administration can't get its stories straight. There was a client list, then there was no client list. They were going to release all the files, and then they decided not to release any files. So let's see what today's excuse is.
I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden,
So let me get this straight. According to Trump, all the top Democrats got together and said, let's create some fake files that destroy Trump's political career. They don't ever use them. They let Trump get elected. Don't use them. Let Trump get elected again. Still don't use them. And then once he's the president, hope he releases the files without ever looking at them. Frankly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That plan sounds so inconceivably bad, I do believe the Democrats might have come up with it. And after initially pushing back, some of them are getting the message.
I think the DOJ should immediately move to unseal all the Epstein documents in the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
I think every file should be released to the public the same way as the JFK files.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands.
Wait a minute.
Balls in their
hands. The balls in their hands, he says? The balls in their hands.
Wow. Okay.
There are a lot of unanswered questions. But the biggest question is just, what on earth is going on?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
It doesn't make sense.
I can't reconcile this Donald Trump with the Trump that we're seeing right now, the Trump that is gaslighting the public right now.
And Donald Trump and Epstein didn't just party together. They were neighbors. Epstein said he was Trump's closest friend for 10 years. And these guys didn't just party together. Epstein was a part of some major milestones in Trump's life.
Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania to Donald Trump.
Trump was a frequent passenger on Epstein's plane, known as the Lolita Express.
Get this.
And Epstein told author Michael Wolff, the first time he slept with Melania was on my plane.
And that is how I met your mother, Barron. I'll tell you, next time you're on a flight with a crying baby, just think about how much worse it could be.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's wild stuff. Oh, my God.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's going to be fodder for a lot of people and comedians from here on in.
Yeah, it's going
to
go on.
It's hard to even imagine something like this, that he would actually create this conspiracy, this hoax, and expect people to believe it. Well, of course, Charlie Kirk is jumping on board somehow and, you know, thinking we're going to find the culprit who devised this insidious plan.
The deep state.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Trump's really backed himself into this corner. He can't, no matter what he does.
He can't do anything now. This is it.
Yeah.
And I think this might be it. This could be it. This will be the thing that does him in, right? Oh, we hope.
We'll wait and see.
God.
We'll keep you posted. Yes. Right.
You know, Doug, texted in here. He said, with the demise of public radio, it's time for John and Gordy to create a new pirate radio station to reach rural America. That's it.
Well,
that'll be a spinoff. It'll be our pirate radio podcast.
Yes.
To rural Americans.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good idea, Doug. All right. Coming up right around the corner, Jim Santel will join us and a whole lot more.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. Coming up on John and Gordy in the morning. Keep it right here.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For everything from carrying milk to a processing facility to bringing feed to the farm, commercial driver's licenses and those people that hold them high value to today's farming operation. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That's why for the first time, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, they are going to start offering commercial driver's license training. Holly Straka is the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Technical College, and she explains why they decided to undertake this new curriculum.
CDL drivers, they're in high demand across our region, right? Ag is one of them, and our electrical power distribution is another one. And those students were having to go, you know, quite far out into, you know, Iowa and a few hours away from Wisconsin to get those. Sometimes that those extra travel costs and that time can be a barrier. And so we had heard from A, our students, and B, a lot of local businesses that, you know, with the changes in the CDL laws, it has been consistently tougher and tougher to obtain the CDL. So we thought if we could figure out a way to bring something local, that we could help a huge market. And it was pretty successful for the first go around.
Holly Straka, she's the Director of Business and Industry Services at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, talking about their new commercial driver's license training. She said prior to them offering this curriculum, students would have had to travel elsewhere in the state or Midwest to try to gain the skills they'll be providing.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you'd like to learn more about bison production in Wisconsin, excellent opportunity on the horizon. Saturday, August 2nd, the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association holding their summer conference. It's going to be at Black Creek Bison in Spooner, Wisconsin. They'll start at 9 in the morning, go until 3 in the afternoon. They'll also have a drone demonstration for agronomic applications. The date again, August 2nd. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
A cloudy start this morning. Temperatures in the low 60s will climb just to 70 for today with clouds and maybe a couple of sprinkles along the way. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Their accessory sale continues. Their 4th of July sales event continuing for the rest of the month. And you can get all kinds of savings on accessories and also adjustable bed frames. Those are 30 to 50% off. Check them out at Verlo, the east side location or west side location, and find out more at verlo.com. John, I want to remind everybody, check out our website, wmdxradio.com. I was checking it this morning, and every Thursday, Catherine puts out the newsletter, you know. And we're at the
so
top of it.
We won the best of Madison?
No, we didn't. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
We didn't.
She
no,
just
we're not going to find that
there.
Out till sometime late September or October sometime. They take their time counting the ballots. But, yeah, go to WMDXradio.com. We're featured on this week's newsletter, amazingly enough.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you can find out how to enter our contest for Sugar River Pizza Parties. And just go to, again, WMDXradio. Click on the banner there about our pizza party giveaway with Sugar River Pizza. And you could be our next winner on that.
Well, I thought I thought Catherine was trying to distance herself from us. So it's nice to see her featuring us in the newsletter.
Well, I think we were kind of banned from the newsletter there for a couple of months. But apparently we've made
Just want to mention, by the way, we're going to be filling in for Maggie Dawn on Wednesday afternoon.
Next Wednesday. Yeah.
All right.
That'll be fun.
4 to 6. And we're hoping that Jim Santel. He just happens to be here.
Yeah.
He'll be our guest on that program as well. I'll tell you what, let's go to Jim Santel. You could always hear his podcast on Saturdays, 9 to 11 o'clock, 2 hours of summation of what took place the week before. And there are so many legal things that take place the week before that is ridiculous. Amicus, a law review, check it out on Saturdays.
I don't know how you can keep track of everything,
Yeah,
Jim.
How do you do that, Jim?
And the reality is that I don't. And the other thing that you know well, because you suffer from the same problem, which is the things in the cutting room floor, right?
Yeah.
Everything as of Tuesday, you think this has got to be the lead.
Right.
And then it turns out something even more incredulous happens on Wednesday. And you've forgotten by Friday what Monday was all about. And,
right.
And now just following up on your last conversation, which was excellent, underscoring the frivolity and the craziness of this Epstein thing. Mm-hmm. Now we've got apparently unfounded conspiracies about unfounded conspiracies, right?
Yes.
And so I defy anyone, including Dom, who's much younger and brighter than I will ever be, to outline, to diagram what this thing is all about. And again, it changes. That's the other problem. As you just said, the diagram changes virtually hourly. And again, trying to at any time diagram the president's own sentences defies a complete linguistic capacity. So we're beyond all of this.
Wow. That sums it up. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
You know, I don't think you could diagram this at all.
You can't. You
know, there's no relation to anything that happened prior to this.
Right. And since I'm on this roll apparently this morning, I will tell you as well that all of this, including the more serious stories, and not that, I mean, the Epstein thing, of course, it's a tragedy, right? Let's acknowledge that. At the top of the list are victims out there who are still victims of his horrific crimes, Giselle's crimes as well. That's number one. You've got the entire, frankly, it's a tragedy for the defendants, a tragedy for the system. And now it's a tragedy for us as a government when we're spending time again because of what the president has done and people like Charlie Kirk and, these other folks. What should we be talking about every single day? How about education? How about the environment? How about commerce, right? How about international matters? And yet he has effectively taken up the space here by, again, promoting something in the capacity of the vice president of junior high school student council. That's what this really is. And those are the people who are in charge of our government right now. That's how bad at all levels it has become.
It's incredibly juvenile.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the firings here. I mean, you know, Comey's daughter was fired, who had defended Epstein in that case. So let's find out more about these firings. I didn't know it was kind of a broad grouping of firings.
It's been going on for a while. First, you may recall this fellow named Emile Beauvais, who might be an appeals court judge fairly soon, right?
Yes.
Another one of our favorite characters, also in the junior high school student council. he was the one who early on, you may recall, fired virtually all of the, directly and indirectly, all the attorneys who had prosecuted the January 6th rioters. Mm-hmm. Those folks are gone from the U.S. Attorney's Office. We've had others. We've had firings in many, many units. The big one just this past week inside the Department of Justice is something called the Federal Programs Branch. And I know that, I hope that no one on this broadcast, none of your listeners has ever heard of the Federal Programs Branch because you don't have to. You shouldn't have to know this. But these are the people who've been out there when they talk about attorneys in Department of Justice who are defending the president's, for example, his policies on deportation and on birthright citizenship. And you fill in the blank on all these things, the firings. These are the folks who will go in and defend the president's policies. And they've done that, again, for previous administrations. They're sophisticated attorneys. They're apolitical, even though they're defending now indefensible positions, which is the story. 110 attorneys in this branch inside the civil division, 69 of them.
Wow.
69 of 110 have left since November because, number one, they cannot defend these defenseless positions anymore. And number two, they're completely overworked. It is just a calamitous workload because of all of these lawsuits that they're required to defend on a regular basis. And they're basically saying, ethically, we can't do this anymore. And I'm going to drop dead if I continue to work at this level because of the nature of what's going on. It is a very serious matter inside the Department of Justice. And again, listeners should not have to know about the Federal Programs Branch. It's basically been decimated, as has the Civil Rights Division and others. And again, the attorney, again, Maureen Comey, you're absolutely right, she is a singular person, also finds herself fired. Why? Because Donald Trump doesn't like the fact that her father is James Comey. He doesn't want any Comeys in his Justice Department. This is the very competent person who prosecuted Sean Combs and also prosecuted Epstein. Again, not to completion there because he committed suicide, right? But this is, again, a good person. It's like the former U.S. Attorney. I'm going to go on, right? The former U.S. Attorney. Remember when she resigned because Emile Beauvais told her to get rid of that lawsuit involving the mayor of New York. She said, no, there's a basis for doing it. I'm ethically prohibited from doing what you're directing me to do, Mr. Beauvais, and she resigned. And so we're losing all of this experience and all of these fundamentally good people who know what they're doing. That's the Department of Justice these days, 6 months into this term.
Wow.
Where will we be in 3.5 more years?
Well, then Emil Bovey is about to be okayed, rubber stamped by the Senate.
Right.
I mean, he told attorneys to say F you to the judges.
Right.
So he's going to be a federal judge now.
He's going to be a federal judge. He's going to the Third Circuit, which is, again, the mid-Atlantic state, sort of. And again, in that amazing discussion with the senators, the Senate Judiciary Committee, they asked him about this. Did you instruct attorneys, as many people have said, including this whistleblower, basically tell judges you don't, either don't know, dissemble, lie to them, and again, using the F word, asked about that specifically, and you may recall, well, what did he say? He said, I can't remember if I had that conversation weeks ago, directives to the attorneys at the Department of Justice. That is tantamount to saying, yes, I said that, and I simply am avoiding a perjury prosecution now by indicating I can't recall. I'm going to be on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, second highest court, just below the Supreme Court.
You know,
That's America at this time.
I was just stunned when he was asked that question. Did you say that? Yeah. He said, did I say what?
Can't recall. Right.
That was just amazing to me to say something like that.
And Adam Schiff looks at him again, a former assistant United States attorney, Adam Schiff in California, looks at him and says, are you telling me, Mr. Beauvais, that you do not recall having this converse, this meeting weeks ago with members of the litigation group there? And he says, what? What? I can't recall.
Yeah.
It is incredulous. And yet that's the level. There are other reasons. For what it's worth, I know I'm just droning on here this morning. Just yesterday, about 900 former Department of Justice attorneys and personnel sent a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee saying, do not confirm this man. He is not qualified, and they're absolutely right to do so.
And they're going to put him in. That's it.
They're going to put him in.
Yeah.
They've got the votes to place him on that, and he will be there. I think he is in his 40s or so.
Wow.
This is a lifetime tenure position, which means that, again, I'm picking on Dom a lot this morning. Dom's grandchildren will probably be still hearing about Emil Vobe, United States Court of Appeals judge. In the decades to come.
We're giving the president so much power here. The Supreme Court is just dumping power on him and completely getting rid of Congress. It doesn't even matter. The legislative branch doesn't even exist anymore at this point.
Right.
So you think maybe the president, future president, can just get rid of Bovey?
The answer would be once he is there in the appeals court position, he is there for life. And
really, they can't just step in and you're gone.
You cannot. Okay. Yeah, you can do this. You can do this thing. You can impeach a judge. You can't impeach a federal judge. That requires the return of articles of impeachment, a trial in the Senate. We've had a few of them
Pretty rare.
Our nation's history, but it's very rare and very difficult and would never happen under these political circumstances. One does wonder, candidly, and I'm not suggesting anything untoward should happen with Emil Beauvais. I hope that in his own way, he has a good and long life. But the reality is, one does wonder, someone who's this volatile at this point in his career, we've seen these people in politics,
we've seen
them in the legal profession, so arrogant, so over the top, defiant, one wonders where you will be in 10 and 15 and 20 years from now, even on the bench. Is your own activity going to be the source of your own destruction in some way?
Talking to Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney at law. And Jim, now what about this the ruling from the Supreme Court that Trump can just fire anybody now from the federal government?
Tell us how this is even possible. This is all in Congress's purview. This is their job. This is the separation of powers. How can they keep making these kinds of decisions? I'm stumped. Give me some legal reason. Can you please do it? Something that they don't give on the shadow docket.
Right. There is none. And that's the reason why you've got people like Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson. Mm-hmm. You are in good company, I would say, John and Gordy, with them, because they're saying the same thing. They're looking at this and they're writing these 20-page dissents saying, what is going on here? And they're addressing both the substance. They're looking at this and saying, It's exactly what you just identified, which is these are congressional decisions. They created the Department of Education. Only the legislature can turn around and shut it down. And with respect to all of these firings, and yes, indeed, that's what they did early this week. They issued again a non-order, basically overturning a lower court decision saying the president cannot do this. Well-reasoned decisions. They're out there on the record. In one line, two lines, you've got the majority, not the other three, but the majority of the Supreme Court saying president can go ahead and do this And again, this affirms one of his early executive orders directing all kinds of people to be fired. Mm-hmm.
Jim Santel, stay with us. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy right after this.
Between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down. Guns and money.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fet Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dan and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to AtwoodFest.com.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
WMBX, John and Gordy in the morning, and we're with Jim Santel. We'll be back with more from Jim in just a moment.
But first, we want to remind you this portion of the show brought to you by our friends Jim and Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can check out their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Start out with an initial hearing test there and then make an appointment. They have fast and flexible appointments. You can call them at 608-249-4000. 4077, 608-249-4077. And tell them John and Gordy sent you. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right, Jim Santel, we want to ask you the question about a big case that happened in California. And a judge brought up an interesting point that not a lot of them have brought up. And that is that a lot of these ICE raids are taking place, but there isn't reasonable suspicion, you know? I mean, they're just sweeping people up. And a judge says, you can't do that. You have to have a reasonable suspicion that they're doing something illegal, that something is wrong. What is it that you're finding that you can do this? What excuse do you have? And they haven't come up with anything. Not one thing. I thought that was interesting from the judge. Not one reason.
And this is, again, a federal district court judge in California who looks at, and this is not just based upon representations made by the attorneys, which, as you know, are often suspect on all sides of litigation. She's looking at tapes. She's looking at videos. She's looking at photographs and having, of course, evidentiary presentations as a part of her inquiry into whether or not there should be a preliminary injunction, this first level. Should I stop this from happening before it goes on further? And she says, yes, I need to do that because all the evidence, as you just said, John, indicates what you're doing, what these federal agents are doing, United States Department of Homeland Security and other agents are doing, is looking at people and saying, I don't like the way you look. And for that reason, I am going to detain you. I'm going to arrest you. That is in violation of the Constitution. And again, here's the civics point, which you just made, which is law school stuff. In order for the police in America and any decent republic to stop you and to detain you, and frankly, even if they've got probable cause, next step, they can arrest you. You've got to have some reasonable suspicion that Jim Santel is doing something that might be illegal. And I can't make that detention, can't do something further. If you just don't like the color of my skin, you don't like the music that I happen to be playing from my car, you don't like the way I'm walking down the street, that is not reasonable suspicion. That's what the judge says. Yeah. Let's get back to core information, core standards here, and reimpose what has been the law of America for decades.
Yes. Right.
And it's stunning once again that we have to have a judge. And it does get national news because it has to be reminded. We have to be reminded as a nation what our rule of law principles are. That's once again where we are in 2025.
Yeah, it's stunning. One of those moments where you slap your forehead and you go, wow, I forgot. Because it's amazing how this administration has just done whatever they wanted to do, regardless of laws, any legal reason at all.
Don't we teach civics in high school anymore, or junior high, or middle school?
Well, they made it mandatory, you know, to graduate, right? It seems like no one's aware of it.
Right. And you've got to wonder, too, okay, what are the instructions being given? Before anybody goes out onto the street for an arrest, a seizure, or anything, always meet as a law. What are the instructions being given by the federal agents, the supervisors?
Right.
What are they being told to do?
Right.
And that really gets to the core of this, right? What is the focus, the mission of the end? To your point, every implication, every suggestion, as the judge said, is that their instruction is do what you want, do what you need to do, and you do not need to be concerned about that. And by the way, when we get in front of federal judges, we'll tell them, again, getting back to Emile Beauvais and others here, and we'll tell them we don't know, we don't remember, we'll just lie to them. And that is a recipe for absolute meltdown of our system. And that's why this decision out of Southern California truly is, to use yet another expression, it's a canary in the coal mine, right?
Yeah.
It's telling us there's something fundamentally terrible about how federal law enforcement, anyway, is being administered at these high levels in a population. I believe that Los Angeles is the highest Hispanic population per capita in the country.
Yeah.
And obviously the ground zero for that, and also these protests and the responses by the president to that, all these things come together in Los Angeles.
It just seems like the government institutions are all in free fall right now.
Yes.
And it's not a good feeling. It's a horrible feeling.
And we're not getting any help from the Supreme Court standing up for the Constitution. They are just giving all this power back to the or to the president, not back. I was going to say if a Democratic president were ever to take office again, that somehow Congress would see the power that they had at one time and try to take it back, and it's not going to happen. Now the president, even from the Democratic side, can do a lot of stuff that the Republicans are not going to like if they ever have, you know, a majority in Congress again, but a Democratic president. Good luck with that, guys.
Yeah. Right, right. Think about the future. Think about the precedent you're setting, and that's the concern. Last 10 weeks alone, there are at least seven, maybe eight, maybe nine times when our Supreme Court has given the president these unbridled powers, again, without explanation of what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, thank goodness Ketanji Brown Jackson is in there saying something, anything.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
And being criticized for it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, guys, we got to leave it there. Jim Santel, thank you for joining us. You can always listen to Jim.
Always a pleasure.
On the weekends on Saturday.
And Jim will be with us when we fill in for Maggie Dawn next Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday. Thank you again, Jim. Tomorrow, Savannah Tomei Olson from our news department will join us. Also, Pam Yonke, rocker with a Max Inc. preview. And free ticket Fridays. We've got more Brewers tickets to give away tomorrow.
All right.
Have a great day. Stephanie Miller is next. So long.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Lay down.
Hasta la vista.
Hit the brakes.
Get out of here. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy
Show. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed $9 billion in federal spending cuts requested by President Trump. The money will slash funding for international aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer voting no.
This is a dark day for America, a dark day for rural Americans, a dark day for any American who relies on public broadcasting during floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters.
Republicans call it cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse. A lightning strike in New Jersey has killed an archery instructor. Two people died in flash flooding in New Jersey earlier this week. She was born in Jersey. Where the boys are, singer Connie Francis has died, according to her friend and publicist Ron Roberts. Francis, known for hits like Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby, was 87. This is ABC News. As Wisconsin.